Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday afternoon to everybody out there watching on Bally Live. That's a look at beautiful Clover Park in sunny Port St. Lucie, Florida. Site of today's Florida State League ball game between the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads, who are the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins, and the homestanding St. Lucie Mets. Today, we have game two of a six-game series for you, with first pitch scheduled for 1:10. Welcome you in the broadcast booth now. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you. Thank you so much for making the Mets and Hammerheads part of your Wednesday afternoon. And Jake, this series could not have got off to a better start for the Mets yesterday. They won 11-1. They broke out the bats. They got good pitching. It was a dominant win from start to finish.
It was really a near-perfect start for them in that one. 11 hits on 11 runs. Doesn't get much better than that. And now the hope is, can you continue that momentum from yesterday into today? The Mets have had a couple of issues sometimes when it comes to these day games and those quick turnarounds at keeping that offense going. Hopefully they can do that today and get a 2-0 series lead.
You know who was really happy with 11 runs and 11 hits? Mets hitting coach Alejandro Diaz. And Jake spoke with Alejandro before today's game. thank Alejandro for taking time out of his morning to speak with Jake, provide some insight there on the Mets' offense last night and this series and this year. We are getting closer to first pitch, which is scheduled for 1:10. There are the umpires today. We have Sam Harris relaying the balls and strikes from his earpiece from the ABS system. Cameron Jones is the base umpire. Mets come into today's game with a 10-12 mark. Jupiter still in first place in the FSL East at 15-7, but the Mets snapped that seven-game winning streak for Jupiter last night, picked up a full game. Palm Beach and Daytona rained out down the road at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium yesterday. They'll play a doubleheader at 4 o'clock today. Over in the West Division, Clearwater and Lakeland playing each other this week. Lakeland won the opener in Lakeland to tie first place. Dunedin, same record as the Mets, five games back. Fort Myers, fourth. Bradenton and Tampa, both tied for last. The Mets will be at Bradenton next week. Other games around the Florida State League today. Again, Daytona and Palm Beach doing the double dip down at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium at 4 o'clock. The 6:30 games, Clearwater at Lakeland, Tampa at Dunedin, and Fort Myers at Bradenton. In the Mets organization, New York, after a big win yesterday, facing the Cubs again today at 7:10. Triple-A action, Syracuse is at Rochester, coming off a 13-5 win yesterday. That's a 6:05 game. Double-A Binghamton has a doubleheader today at 5:05 at home against Hartford. And the Brooklyn Cyclones are home against Aberdeen at 6 o'clock. Brooklyn won yesterday's opener. Pitching matchup tonight features, tonight, bad habit, this afternoon, features Austin Tresser for the Mets versus Tristan Stevens for the Hammerheads. Mets have faced Stevens a couple of times already. Tresser had maybe his best performance of the season against Jupiter earlier this year at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Tresser 1-2 on the season with a 2.63 ERA, 4 walks and 19 strikeouts. Very nice line to start the season for him. And Stevens pretty similar too. 2-1, 3.12 ERA, 4 walks and 10 strikeouts. So for both of these guys, the hitters are going to have to be smart with their pitch selections. These guys throw a lot of strikes, are really good at getting strikeouts. So we should be in for a good pitching matchup today.
Yeah, Mets starting pitching has been a strong suit for this team really since opening night. This would have been Jonah Tong's day to start with Tresser to follow, but Jonah, of course, promoted up to high A Brooklyn, so we'll see what the plan is for the Mets pitching staff once Tresser is out of there. But again, the starting pitching starting to stretch out for the Mets. You know, Wyatt Hudepohl pulled 86 pitches yesterday in his start, five innings, one unearned run with eight strikeouts, and that starting pitching starting to give the Mets some length. We'll see what Tresser brings out today. He's taking to the field right now along with the rest of the Mets, which means we're set for the national anthem. We'll pause for that, and then we'll have first pitch in game two of this series between the Mets and the Hammerheads. Breezy day here in Port St. Lucie. We've dipped and dodged and ducked a few rain showers earlier today. Hopefully, clear sailing for game two of this six-game series. We have not had a pregame or mid-game delay yet this year. We'd like to keep that at bay as much as possible. Austin Tresser, there he is, getting the start for the Mets. This will be the second time he faces Daytona. Four innings, or rather Jupiter, four shutout innings on the road on April 13th to get his win this season. He's a fourth-round compensatory pick by the Mets last year out of the University of Missouri. 22 years old, 6'3", 189 pounds. And Jake will take you around the Mets' defense.
Mosquera away from the infield today, out in left field, and then Morabito in center, Cuevas in right, and then for the infield from third to first, it's Barrow for his second game of the season. Hauk at short, Baez at second, and Suero over on first. And then your battery, of course, is Tresser and Perozo.
The Jupiter lineup, it stays the same through the first six as yesterday. Jordan McCants will lead it off. Colby Shade, the center fielder, bats second. Jesus Hernandez, third. Brock Vredenburg bats cleanup. John Cruz acquired in the trade with the Yankees for John Birdie after spring training hits fifth. Former St. Lucie Met Yarrel Martinez sixth. And then the changes from yesterday. Ryan Ignoffo going to do the catching in replace of Sam Prater. Tony Bowler's at third base. And Angelo Despina gets the start as the DH batting ninth. Just about set for first pitch. This mostly cloudy afternoon in Port St. Lucie. Reminder, fans, we're on Bally Live all week long. Bally Live is your home for minor league baseball. Watch every game live for free in the MILB zone. And today we're on New York Channel 2. Test your skills and earn rewards in the Game Center. And new this season, buy tickets to watch your favorite teams. Bally Live is the perfect companion for minor league baseball. Download the app for free from the Play Store today. Dusting of the plate by Sam Harris. And we are good to go. Game two of this six-game set. Mets trying for their fifth straight home win. Won 11-1 last night. Let's see what they have in store for us today. Tresser's first pitch. Fastball laid in for strike one to Jordan McCants. And we're underway. First pitch at 113. It's 87 degrees and mostly cloudy today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. The one pitch is skipped in the dirt for a ball. Fans, we understand there are some audio issues. It sounds scratchy. We're efforting to fix that, so hang tight. A few technical problems today after a smooth sailing last night. That's the way it goes. Comes to live production. 1-1 to McCants, and he fouls one away. McCants yesterday from the top spot went 1-for-4 with a single and two strikeouts. Tresser's 1-2 pitch, and it's fouled away. Jupiter and the Mets playing for already the eighth time this season. They're going to meet 27 total times this year. Jupiter leads the season series 4-3, despite the Mets having a plus 15 run differential. Curveball stays high. Mets have a 13-run win and a 10-run win through the first seven games between these two teams.
It goes back to them trying to be consistent. They really haven't had that consistency against Jupiter, hoping to start it today.
Pitch is inside. McCants doing a nice job as the leadoff man to make Tresser work for it. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Tresser begins his day with the strikeout. Can't battle them tough, but goes down in the end. One away to start the afternoon.
Really nice job by Tresser there, even though McCants worked him into a full count, just beats him with his speed. That pitch over the middle of the plate, but just too fast, and McCants can't catch up to it.
Colby Shade is next. one for four last night with the single and the only run for Jupiter. Scored on a errant throw by the catcher, Ronald Hernandez, on strike three in the dirt. Strange way to score a run. The only thing that stopped the Mets from a shutout. 1-0 pitch right down the pipe. Tresor rocks and fires, breaking ball, good one. Gets the swing and a miss for strike two. And Shade will use his timeout. Shade from Laramie, Wyoming. Ended up going to the University of Oregon. Ninth round pick by the Marlins last summer. The 1-2 pitch, and he fights it off foul. The high fastball at 92. A lot of baseball players coming out of Wyoming, although the New York Mets have a good one. Brandon Nimmo. One-two pitch, breaking ball. Called third strike at the top of the zone. Back-to-back strikeouts for Tresor to start the afternoon.
Really nice job. He's thrown some excellent pitches. That one of his best, just catching the top part of that zone. With the ABS system, it's black and white, no question about it. And he picks up his second strikeout.
Jesus Hernandez at the plate. He takes pitch just off the mark. ABS didn't like that one. Hernandez, an international free agent from Venezuela, signed by Miami in 2021. Added third yesterday as well. Went 0-for-4 with a walk. Takes this pitch for a strike. Breaking ball too high. Jupiter yesterday, that one unearned run, only four hits. One pitch down and away for ball three. It's had a really good week on the mound for the most part up in Daytona, pitching two shutouts. Also a game they had a shutout going into the eighth inning. 3-1 pitch, and it's outside for ball four. Lost Hernandez to a walk. And the inning will continue for big slugger Brock Vredenburg.
You always would like to get that 1-2-3 inning, get off to a good start and get your confidence moving quickly in the game, but not bad pitches from Tresor in that at bat. A couple of them just missed a little bit outside. Just bring it in a little bit more and get right back on track.
Now Vredenburg, big size lead for Hernandez. At first he's not going. Pitches high and wide for ball one. Keep an eye on Hernandez with that lead and with two outs. Not be surprised if he took off. He's 6 out of 7 stolen base attempts this season. Prozo, the Mets catcher today. Fastball right in there for a strike. Vredenburg was with Jupiter at the end of last year after being drafted out of Michigan State in the third round. So look at that lead for Hernandez. It's a lead that tells you he's going to try to run at some point. Held on by Suero. Not going. Check swing too far. Strike two. And Vredenburg uses the timeout. Vredenburg in the opener yesterday. One of the more productive days for Jupiter. 1-for-3, a single and a walk. The offense didn't muster much. 1-2, runner goes, pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Austin Tresor strikes out three in a scoreless first inning, and we're off and running from Clover Park.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Still working through these audio issues here. Bear with us as we begin the bottom of the first, or close to it. Starting pitcher for Jupiter is Tristan Stevens, 26-year-old from the University of Texas. Signed post-draft last year. This will be his sixth game and his first start and his third appearance against the Mets. Pitched 4 1/3 innings of no earned run baseball across two games on April 10th and the 13th. Mets lineup features Colin Houck, Jesus Baez, and Ronald Hernandez. Top three, the middle three, Vincent Perozzo, and the scorching hot Morabito and Suero. And the bottom of the order, Boston Barrow, Jairo Cuevas, and Diego Mosquera back to his home in the ninth spot after leading off yesterday. Now here we go. Can the Mets offense keep chugging along? First pitch, stung into deep right center field. Long run for Cruz. He reaches out. Can't get there. Houck is heading for extra bases. He will ease into second with the double on the first pitch.
Well, how about that start for the Mets? They wanted to try and carry over the offense from yesterday, and so far, that's a great way to start with a stand-up double from Colin Houck, who has shown a lot of the extra base potential. Leads the team in triples and adds another double to his list.
Remember last night, first pitch that Diego Mosquera saw hit even harder into center field, and a great diving catch by Shade robbed a leadoff triple. This time, Mets not denied as Houck into scoring position. One pitch into the Mets' day at the plate. Here's a half swing and a miss by Baez. We're strike one.
One of the messages to this team today was trying to be aggressive for these day games. It's been one spot where the Mets have usually struggled offensively.
0-1 pitch is too high. Well, their last game against Jupiter, day game against Jupiter on a Sunday afternoon, Masters Sunday, Mets lost 2-1, one hit. Starling Mercado double. They've only had two day games since as this ball is fouled back. A loss to Tampa. Another quiet offensive day. And then last time they were home on a Sunday, they had a big night offensively on a Saturday night. They scored 8 runs in the first 2 innings on a Sunday the next day, and then didn't score the rest of the way. Baez waits on a 1-2 pitch, and he'll have to wait a little longer. The 1-2, and it's a fly ball into right field. Not very deep. Cruz running in, the wind pushing the ball. Makes the catch for out number one. And Houck stands pat at second.
Cruz actually had to make quite a run all the way in to catch that ball. The wind blowing pretty well in today.
One away, and Ronald Hernandez coming up. Hernandez 0-for-4 in the opener yesterday. That's had 11 hits. He's not in on the party. 7 of the 9 hitters in the lineup did record a hit. See if he can get one here as he takes this pitch for a strike. Hernandez had that big series against Jupiter. First time the teams met with a lot of walks. The one pitch, a high bouncer. That one's foul? Yeah, hit off Hernandez. So, foul strike. off the body. And it's nothing and two. If you're Stevens, just throw a pitch over the plate trying to get your day started, and it winds up as a double in the gap. Now trying to settle in, gets through Baez, quickly ahead of Hernandez, nothing and two. Trying his best to shake off that first pitch double. 0-2, a ground ball deflecting off the glove of Stevens out to McCants. The flip underhand for out number two. Tough to tell if that ball was heading up the middle for a hit. Maybe so. And Stevens deflecting it for a 1-4-3 putout.
I think that was a little bit of an unfortunate bounce for Hernandez, because it certainly looked like Stevens got enough of that one to push it closer to McCants, who was able to make that play.
Yeah, you know, I think it was going to get through. Perozzo at the plate. He takes a pitch for a strike at the knees. Now Hout made his way down to third. Perozzo looking for a two-out hit with the runner in scoring position. Perozzo 0-for-4 yesterday in the eighth spot, moving up today. Takes this pitch low. In a pregame interview, Jake, Alejandro Diaz said the Mets wanted to do better with runners in scoring position. Don't want to start 0-for-3 in the first inning. Let's see if Perozzo can get Hauk in there. Also be wary of the wild pitch. Mets have feasted on those this year. 1-1, a swing and a miss. Perozzo taking a big uppercut swing.
When the Mets have taken advantage of runners in scoring position, that's mostly where they've done a lot of their damage, is taking advantage of walks or mistakes by their opponents on defense.
Stevens, the 1-2 pitch, just missed inside. ABS said nope. Two balls, two strikes. Ripped to right field and a base hit. Perozzo all over it, drives in Hauk, and the Mets have a 1-0 lead. Vincent Perozzo comes up with the two-out RBI knock into right field, just getting it by McCants, the second baseman.
Really nice job by Perozzo. Was patient in that at-bat, even though he fell behind in the count. Worked his way back up to even, and then just drives that one into right field past a diving McCants.
Jake, I know it's early, but you get a leadoff double in the first inning. You really don't want to let that one go to waste, and the Mets didn't. I have to feel much better about the situation, getting that run in. There's a breaking ball low.
There's no question about it. Anytime you can get a leadoff double like that, you want to get the run in quickly. We've talked about some of the issues the Mets have had in those day games, so it's always nice in one of these early starts. You get that confidence back, and hopefully you can carry that over through the rest of the game.
Nick Morabito, man alive. He's had a tremendous start to this season. He's basically the Jonah Tong of the offense. He's killing it right now. He leads the league in batting average, on-base percentage, OPS, hits. He's on a 7-game hitting streak. Got on base 4 more times yesterday. Takes this pitch just off the plate. I mean, hitting .397. 1.047 OPS. Fifth in slugging. 36 total bases. Second in the league. Two-one pitch. See how carefully Stevens is approaching this, even with two outs and a runner on first base. It hasn't come with anything really enticing to Morabito.
No, Andre talked about Morabito in that pregame interview, saying that he locks in when he gets into the ballpark. He's got a great approach, and that's why he's had so much success.
And he'll take another walk. The on-base percentage ticks up. I think Morabito, you know, he's so good at going to the opposite fields. Once he starts to pull the ball and get some power, I mean, he's going to be really lethal. And maybe up out of here to Brooklyn. Now Suero. talk about a hot hitter. He might be even hotter than Morabito. He's on an 8-game hitting streak. And he fouls one up high and back into the seats. So Houck started this inning with the double. Then Stevens gets the next two without any issue. An RBI single and a walk, so the Mets get one, and now they can get more. Suero can extend that hit streak to 9 games. And he takes strike two. The 8-game hitting streak, the longest by a Met this season. Perozzo had a 7-gamer. Morabito currently on a 7-gamer. O-2 pitch, check swing. Did he go? It looked like he might have. No. Cameron Jones says no swing. Suero stays alive. Chris is 11 for 28 with 2 home runs and 10 driven in during this hitting streak. Stinger back at the middle. That's through for a base hit. Perozzo's getting waved in. Shade's throw is going to go to third. Save! Perozzo scores, and it's 2-0. That was bang, bang, as Morabito's safe at third. The tag came before Perozzo hit the plate. If Morabito's out, the run was not going to count. So a gamble by Morabito going first to third.
Morabito's got that great speed on him, but that play was certainly very close at third. Looks like he might have just gotten a hand underneath the tag. But a nice job by Suero to extend his hitting streak and pick up another run for the Mets.
So it's a 9-game streak now and 11 RBIs during this streak. That's how hot he is right now from 0-2. Nice level swing right back up the middle. And Shade, that was the right play by the Jupiter center fielder. He was not going to get Perozzo at home. Nearly nabs Morabito at third. So it's a first and third situation. Mound visit just completed by pitching coach Glenn Dishman. And now Boston Barrow at the plate. Got a hit and an RBI in his first at-bat as a St. Lucie Met yesterday in the second inning. First pitch, he takes changeup for a strike at 86. Barrow, the Mets' 8th-round pick out of a California high school last year. Also drew a walk yesterday. Scored a run. It's going to be a nice addition to this team, we think. A high strike. And it's nothing in two. Stevens gave up a couple of unearned runs to the Mets back in the middle of April. Mets have tagged him for 2 earned runs today. 0-2 pitch, and Barrow grounds it foul. You saw this from Boston yesterday. He is a fighter. A lot of foul balls, long at-bats. Tough to get one by him. At least in the very small sample size we saw. He lines one into center field for a base hit. Boston Barrow is chasing home 2 runs. Morabito scores, Suero right behind, and it's 4-0 Mets.
Well, Barrow continuing that MO of fighting. That one didn't go nearly as long as some of his other at-bats yesterday, but again, goes down 0-2, fouls a couple off, and then gets a nice swing off to drive in 2 runs. Impressive start to the season for him in just his 2nd game.
Oh, this is a dream start for the Mets today. 4 runs, all with 2 outs in the first inning. Coming off the 11-1 victory yesterday. Cuevas at the plate again. Stevens was 1 strike away from getting out of this inning. Pitching around the leadoff double by Houck. But now 4 straight have reached. Cuevas trying to make it 5 in a row. Pitches inside. Cuevas yesterday 2-for-4 from the 9 spot. Batting 8th this afternoon. Big cut on a fastball. There's a reliever warming up in Jupiter's bullpen. Stevens about to throw his 30th pitch. Runner goes. Pitch is inside for a strike. Throw to second. Not going to be in time. Stolen base for Boston Barrow. Showing off the wheels.
Mets wanting to stay aggressive in this game. They got the four runs, but as we talked about last time, Adam, they had one of the day games. They scored a ton of runs early and then weren't able to stay consistent throughout the rest of the game, trying to be aggressive here.
Cuevas, a ground ball to McCants, fields it, throws to first, and the inning is finally over, but not before. The Mets score four times with two outs. Perozzo, Suero, Barrow driving in runs. It's 4-0 Mets at the end of one.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets.
There she is, beautiful Network. Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Going to send it to Jake for the keys to the game now.
Well, the first one is roll it over. Keep the momentum going from last night's 10-run win. The Mets have already started that with four runs in the first inning. Number two, be ready for the counterpunch. Jupiter had won 10 of 12 entering last night. Expect a better showing today. In the third key, lead late. Don't want to be facing relievers Josh Eknis, Nigel Belgrave trailing.
I don't think anybody from the county will be punching. That's a typo on my bad on the typo there. But yes, beware of that counterpunch. We'd expect a better showing from Jupiter than we saw yesterday. You don't win 10 out of 12 by accident. Really, they showed no part of their game to be at the top level yesterday. Well, Tresor got a nice long break. This ball is fouled away. You know, Jake, I know we had the keys to the game yesterday, and the Mets checked all three boxes.
They really had a near-perfect bounce-back game. Did everything that they wanted to do, and then some.
A 1-2 pitch. Ground ball hugging down the first base. Suero's going to wave off his pitcher. Cruz is out three and assisted. So Tresor, who had the three strikeouts in the first, lets his defense handle this one. So yesterday, I went back in the archives, deep into the archives to yesterday, Jake. The Mets' keys to the game were to start fast. Well, they led 6-0 after three innings. Keep the ball in the ballpark. They didn't allow a home run. And finish stronger. They retired the last seven batters of the game. So they checked all the boxes yesterday. I'd say they checked the first box already with the roll it over from yesterday. 4-0 after one inning. Let's see how they do the other two. 0-1 pitch and swung on and missed. Big cut by Yerel Martinez, former St. Lucie Met, against his former team yesterday. 0-4 with a couple of strikeouts.
In our post-game interview with Suero yesterday, talking about how when these pitchers get on a roll, it's a strikeout there for Tresor. it can really help the offense. You get to relax a little bit more, and you can just focus more on your approach at the plate.
Tresor pitching extremely well to start this game. Five outs, no hits, four strikeouts. Trying to follow the good work that Wyatt Hudepohl did yesterday. Ignofo at the dish now. This is where the lineup changes from yesterday. 7-8-9. Maybe that'll spark Jupiter's offense. Ignofo playing in his 12th game. Splits catching time with Sam Prater. 1-0, good slider for a strike. One, big bouncer up the middle. This is going to be tough. Baez Fields throws to first and gets the out. Jesus made that look a lot easier than it initially appeared. And it's a 1-2-3 inning turned in by Tresor. Just what you want after the offense gives you a boost. The lockdown inning to follow. 4-0 Mets, mid-2.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you. A clutch during a spring training game. Or that was a St. Lucie Met game. So the Astros were in town, Little League team. Clutch very popular. Hope you checked out Clutch's video, the sad Clutch video, when the team was on the road in Daytona last week, where Clutch couldn't fit him on the bus. Daytona's not a good place for him to hang out anyways. There's not a lot of room up there.
It's excited now. The team's back and playing well.
We're back. Tomorrow should be good. I know it's a lighter crowd today. Yesterday, afternoon rain, storm probably scared some folks away. But tomorrow, Dollar Night, Star Wars Night, you see on Saturday. May the 4th be with you. Some Mandalorian and Grogu jerseys. By the way, that auction is live right now. StLucieMets.com/auction. Get yourself a game-worn jersey. Here's Diego Mosquera, had a couple of hits yesterday as the late addition to the leadoff spot. Now he's back to the 9-hole. Takes this pitch up. Stevens, a laboring first inning, does return to the mound in the second. 31 pitch first. 2-0 slider over for a strike. Breaking ball high. Just want to point out that Bill Whitehead, official score between innings, texted me the check swing ball call on Chris Suero. Hammerheads thought that was strike three to end the inning. Three runs later, they finally got out of it as Mosquera flies it to right to Cruz for out number one. So under the radar play that you won't see in the box score. Check swing that could have gone either way. back to the top, and Hauk doubled on the first pitch he saw. Spark plug. He fouls this one into the Mets dugout. Ooh, nice catch. Somebody in there, one-handed. Eduardo, our strength coach. That might be him. 0-1 pitch, and that one's fouled away to the right. Hauk being aggressive. He's seen three pitches, and he swung at all three.
Hauk 169 on the season, but he's been pretty good here at Clover Park. He's been able to pick up nice couple extra base hits, and as you mentioned, first inning, got a nice leadoff double.
0-2 pitches low. And at the end of he started that Tampa series here cool, and then heated up at the end of the week. And he got off to a good start yesterday and another good start today. 1-2 pitch, way out. Stevens the pitch. Oh, Hauk goes fishing there for strike three. And Stevens shook off Ignafo a couple of times, but got what he wanted in the end.
He got Hauk to fish on that one. Nice pitch by Stevens. Hauk knew as soon as he started to swing that bat that that was one he would want back.
Two up, two down. Jesus Baez, who flew out to right first time up, pops one up on the infield, foul territory. This one falling fast. Oh, just out of the reach of Ignafo. Great sliding attempt, maybe scraping off the edge of his mitt. Ball did not have a lot of height on it.
Certainly made the effort to try and get that one with a nice slide and just missed it.
If that ball was another foot higher, he probably is able to slide and make that play. Tough on a catcher. You got day game. It's warm out there, sunny. All the equipment on. Have to run like that, then to squat back down. Check swing. Baez too far. Strike two. Ground ball. Turns foul.
These day games, even though 84 on the scoreboard temperature, it's hot down there on the field.
0-2 pitch, ground ball foul. We were on the field earlier trying to look at a camera, and I look up at the scoreboard and I see 82, and I said, it feels like 92 down here. O-2 pitch, swung on and missed the high slider. Good bounce back inning for Tristan Stevens. Retires the Mets 1-2-3. Mixing a couple of strikeouts. We head to the third at Clover Park. 4-0 St. Lucie.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd. For the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you'll find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
8-9-1 scheduled to hit for Jupiter in the top of the third. Austin Tresor, easy does it so far. 31 pitches, 2 hitless innings, a walk and 4 punchouts. Bullard with his first at-bat of the series, playing in his 10th game this year. Takes the ball down and away. That's scoring all 4 runs in the first inning, all with 2 outs. Peroza with an RBI single, Suero with an RBI single, and Boston Barrow with a 2-run single. No pitch is an inside strike. This is game 2 of 6 this week. One pitch is skied into left field towards Mosquera. Loses his cap. Morabito's there. Mosquera's going to make the catch. But Mosquera was out early this afternoon, this morning, working with Bree Nasty, our development coach, working on left field fly balls, figuring out where the warning track was, where the wall was, able to make an easy catch there.
Well, Mosquera normally playing at second base side on the infield, a very different position for him, but nice job there on the first ball that comes towards him.
This ball fouled away, or strike 1 to Despeña. Espina playing in his first game in the series. Mosquera, I think, was probably going to play a good bit of outfield this year, and then Marco Vargas landed on the IL quickly into the season, so that created a spot for him. But now with Vargas playing a little bit more, missing the first 2 games of this series, and Boston Barrow coming over, they want to keep Mosquera in the lineup. Moves to the outfield for today. Espina swings and misses for strike 2. Espina, only 1 game played this year, 0-2. Lights on the pitch from Tresor and takes it low. This is a different looking Jupiter lineup than the one the Mets faced a few weeks ago when they had Mark Coley II, former Rhode Island player. He was a terror as this pitch is right in there for strike 3. Espina caught looking. Tresor, 5 strikeouts, first time through the order.
You can't really throw a pitch any better than that. That one just catching the outside part of the plate. Really hard as a hitter to hit the bat off your shoulders on that one.
The first time through the order, retired 8 of 9, no hits, just the 1 walk. Again, the 5 strikeouts. Here's McCants, who struck out to start the game as he takes this pitch low. But yeah, this Jupiter lineup, Mark Coley II, he was a one-man wrecking crew against the Mets that first series. And he probably won a couple of games on his own. Promoted right after that series. And Jupiter, to their credit, steamrolled right along without him. Just to me, just through the first 10, 11 innings of the series, they don't seem nearly as threatening without him in that lineup. But that's the way it goes in minor league baseball. Good players don't stay put for very long. Everybody always asks, well, you know, he's blocked at this level, can't promote him up. Believe me, the minor leagues, if an organization wants to send a guy up, they'll find a way to get him up there. Whether it's single A, high A, triple, double, pitches in the dirt. Kantz has been around a long time, last year with Jupiter as well. I'm sure he'd like to follow Mark Coley up the ladder. 2-2 pitch. Low for ball 3, and McCants has fought Tresor to another full count. Tresor, the payoff pitch. Fastball sent into center. On comes Morabito, still running. Dives! Hey! Couldn't get it. It trickles away.
Base hit.
Base hit. for McCants. Just out of the reach of the diving Morbido. Probably trapped it initially. Let me take another look. Yeah, it was a trap. Good effort by Morbido. Seems like there's been a few of those this year that have been just out of his reach.
And that's exactly what it was. I mean, he made a great effort to run out there and even make that a possibility. But when you're sliding down, coming in hard, it can be tough to hit that grass and hold on to that ball.
It's the first hit of the day for Jupiter. Inning continues for Colby Shade. Takes ball one. We do have that breeze blowing in from right and from center. Might have helped knock that ball down for a hit. One out. Strike one. McCants on first with two outs. He is good on the bases. 13 stolen bases, only one time caught. Got his handful. He's running. Pitches low. Throw down. Good stop by Baez. And no chance to get a stolen base there or to get a caught stealing. Baez did the right thing. Just block that. Keep it on the infield.
Always tough when a runner gets a good jump and then the throw was away and in the dirt. After Perozo has to pick that one up and make a quick throw, which he did, but with that good jump makes it almost impossible.
It's quite the sliding that McCants has there. Take an up close look at that. Brief mound visit. Jupiter looks for a two-out run. Dig into this 4-0 Mets lead. 2-1 pitch is high for ball three. Shade will be looking for something to drive here on the 3-1. Big cut. Good breaking ball. Full count.
That's an excellent pitch from Tresor. That ball well in the zone and then just tails out at the very last second.
Shade was all set up for a fastball dead red, and Tresor did not give it to him. Payoff pitch. Struck him out. Pitch in the dirt. Throw will go down to first. Everybody holds their breath. It's complete by Perozo, and the inning is over. No runs for Jupiter, a hit, no errors, and McCants is stranded on second. Three scoreless innings turned in by the Mets right-hander Tresor. Mets enjoying a 4-0 lead on this Wednesday afternoon.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10-game flex pack, all for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Ronald Hernandez leads off for the Mets. Up 4-0 in the third inning. Tristan Stevens pumps in a fastball for a strike. Mets now in this series have outscored Jupiter 15-1. 0-1 pitch is fouled away. Missed the pregame show. We went over the standings. Jupiter still in first place in the East, 15-7. Half game lead over Palm Beach, which was rained out yesterday. The 0-2 pitch. Hernandez takes it low. Jupiter and Palm Beach will play next week. Palm Beach won 2-3 to start the season against Jupiter. A 1-2. Hernandez swings and misses at the slider. Strikes out. Three straight strikeouts for Tristan Stevens, who has settled down. But the Mets come in at 10-12. They are five games back. So they started yesterday six games out. I thought yesterday was a pretty important game because if the Mets lost that and they were seven games out, a third of the way through the first half, that's almost it. That's almost all she wrote. It's going to be awfully tough to be that far back. And all these teams playing each other, somebody ahead of the Mets is going to win almost every night. It's tough to come back from that big of a deficit unless you go on some kind of crazy 11-2, 13-1 type run. But this is a critical series that the Mets want to contend in the East Division in the first half, and there's really no reason they can't. This ball is fouled off. Their record in the division is not good. It's 6-10. But three of those games they lost, they led in the ninth inning against Jupiter and Daytona. So they are right there. This ball is driven into left field, tailing away, and that's going to get by Martinez. Perozzo's going to ease into second base with the one-out double.
Perozzo staying hot with a nice double there with that one right into the corner of left field. And I think you're right. I think the record doesn't tell the whole story for the Mets. They've got a lot of great talent on this team. We've talked about a couple of them. Perozzo's been hot as of late. Morabito's fantastic. Been fantastic. Suero. And, these bats can stay consistent, especially with the way the pitching has been. This is a team that can absolutely compete for the division.
And a win today would get them within four, and you're right there, striking distance, as Morabito comes up. Takes a ball low. Mets still have another series this half against Jupiter, another series against Daytona, a series against Palm Beach, who have they not played yet. So there's time. But you don't ever want to fall too far back. 1-0 pitch coming to Morabito. It's outside. Nick trying for an eight-game hitting streak. Walked and scored in the first. Yeah, the key for the Mets is they have this great pitching right now. And you don't want to let that go to waste. 2-0 pitch. Because pitching, as we've seen over the year in the Mets organization at this level, can move fast. Sometimes you just can't replace the production of those guys that get promoted. It's just by the nature of the sport becomes hard to do. 3-0 pitch, and Morabito will let ball four pass. Four-pitch walk, and Stevens, who got himself on a mini run of five straight batters, retired. Now deal with runners at first and second, and the blazing hot Chris Suero already has the nine-game hitting streak under his belt today with the single in the first. But the Mets, they're navigating this week without Jonah Tong, who is their best pitcher, promoted up to Brooklyn. And guys like Jack Weninger have been really good. Tresor as well. Hudepohl. And these are all college guys who you'd not expect to be in St. Lucie for the whole season. So you got to take advantage of those arms when you can. The 2022 team for St. Lucie did a great job of that. All those high draft pick college guys, they were all cooking as this ball is floated just foul by Suero down the line. And then the 2022 offense was there to match with Alex Ramirez, Omar De Los Santos, Stanley Consuegra. Well, that offense had a lot of firepower, a lot of pop. Now this offense, much younger, not as much pop. they still looking to marry up that offense with the pitching on a daily basis. 0-1 pitch. Ball popped foul. Suero, I think when you're as locked in as he is right now, I don't think you mind being an 0-2 count. And he was 0-2 last time up. That didn't stop him. Stevens the pitch. Check swing. Didn't go. This one not as close as the prior one.
Well, listen, all it takes is one swing of the bat to get that ball into the outfield and drive in some runs. So even though you're down 0-2, if you stick with your approach, there's no reason that you can't still put out a good plate appearance.
Breaking ball is hit high into left. Martinez trailing back. He's on the track. He reaches up. He's got it. Perozzo's going to try to go to third. Here comes the throw to get him. He is safe. Oh, Chris Suero nearly rode the wind for a home run. Caught by Martinez in the middle of the warning track.
Well, the wind certainly didn't help him on that one. Blowing a little bit in and out to the left, though, and it just died on that warning track. He gave that one another good ride. Good swing. That pitch was over the middle of the plate. Fortunately, just missed it.
It's a home run last week in Daytona. No question. Here's Boston Bear looking for another two-out RBI. Oh, Morbido's trying to steal. Throw goes to third, and they have Perozzo on a rundown. Here comes the throw to Bullard. Back to the catcher, who's going to throw it to the shortstop. The tag. Got him. Hernandez gets the tag down. Perozzo is out. That was a nifty play from the catcher, Ignafo. Instead of throwing to second to get Morbido, who we would not have gotten, throws down and gets Perozzo, and the Mets are out of the inning on the bases. We've played three. Mets lead by four.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
This afternoon's Florida State League game. Mets out to the early 4-0 lead. All four runs coming in the first inning. Another good starting pitching performance so far for the Mets today, as Austin Tresor has logged three scoreless innings after Wyatt Hudepohl went five innings, no earned runs yesterday. The umpires are off to the side. You see them there. They're discussing something. What are they looking at here? Something with the ABS system. Now that pack that goes on the back of Sam Harris, that's to his earpiece, and that's where he hears ball or strike as the pitch crosses the plate. Automated voice from the ABS system. So here's that. Sam has that taken care of. and we can forge ahead with Hernandez at the plate and Tresor on the mound. Breaking ball is hit well into center. Morabito jogging back, spies it, catches it. One pitch, one out for Tresor in the fourth.
Exactly the start you want. Coming out, getting the first pitch out. And Morabito, you know, he's been great offensively. He's also been really solid defensively.
Strike one to Vredenburg. He struck out swinging in the first. Pitch is down. Another pitch out of the zone. Two balls and a strike. This is the only day game going in the Florida State League. Doubleheader between Palm Beach and Daytona will start at 4 o'clock. Everybody else playing at night. 2-1 pitch, strike at the knees. Maybe that helps make up for the fact the Mets had to play the 5 o'clock game in Daytona on Sunday. Most Wednesday games at Clover Park will be at 1:10. We'll mix in a couple of 11 a.m. games. School day, camp day in the summer. 2-2 pitch to Vredenburg. And he strikes out again. Austin Tresor impressing. That's strikeout number 7.
Well, Tresor just trying to do what his partner Jonah Tong did and striking guys out left and right. He's been fantastic in this outing so far today.
Tresor had 19 strikeouts and 13 and two-thirds innings coming in. Well ahead of one per inning. Here's a swing and a miss, and ooh, that caught Perozzo. Ouch. Caught him on the follow-through, John Cruz did, and Perozzo will get a visit from Adam Devery and Yuki De La Cruz. Seen that a couple of times this year. These hitters with long swings.
And even with all that equipment on, never feels good to get tapped in the head with a bat. Hopefully he's okay. Looks like he is.
So Perozzo checks out. And hot down there. All the equipment chasing balls around, blocking pitches in the dirt. Now you got to deal with getting whacked upside the head. Nothing in one. Fastball. Missed. Close one. Down and in. Two balls and a strike. Three and one.
There have been a couple of moments where Tresor's fallen behind in guys, but for the most part today has done a really nice job battling back and making sure he's getting pitches over that strike zone and avoiding the walk.
Well, 3-1 with the bases empty, two outs. This should be right over the plate, force him to swing the bat. Big foul tip with the breaking ball, and it's a full count, and timeout is called by Cruz. So 7 strikeouts for Tresor early here today. You know, the Mets came into the day with 259 strikeouts as a staff. That's the most in single A by 7. Just adding to it. 3-2 pitch. Another strikeout. Tresser gets it by Cruz. Eight strikeouts for Austin through four shutout innings. Best strikeout staff in single A. At it again. 4-0 Mets.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
I played that hole many times. Wanamaker 18. Sometimes successfully, most of the time not. Mets playing successfully today, although we have a delay here as the appears the home plate umpire Sam Harris might have dipped into the dugout or the umpire's locker room. Fix an equipment issue or his ABS issue. You see at the bottom of the screen there, looks like Cameron Jones has exited the field as well. As the umpires think it's an ABS issue, something wrong with the pack, the audio pack. So,
technology, you love it when it works and hate it when it doesn't.
Well, we had audio issues to start this broadcast. We've lost our low first and third camera feeds, unfortunately. So something's up today. Is there an official score, Bill? Is there a problem in your area? Is your microphone worked out? Yeah, ABS. We figured out that ABS was the issue. Is ABS Dan down there? Oh, he's on the field. That's not where he wants to be. ABS. So we're in a delay here. Let's take a recap of this game so far. It's really been a story about the Mets sparking right out of the gate and Austin Tresser doing Austin Tresser things. Tresser, four innings, one hit, no runs, a walk, eight strikeouts at 62 pitches. And these starting pitchers for the Mets have been stretched out to the mid-80s now, so we'd expect to see Tresser for another inning. But the Mets in the first carried over that hot offense from yesterday when they scored 11 runs, a couple of five-run innings. Colin Houck started the bottom of the first with a double on the first pitch he saw from Tristan Stevens. Then Stevens settled down to get the next two out. Then Vincent Perrozza on a two-strike count ripped a ball into right field for an RBI hit. Nick Morabito followed with a walk. Then Suero hit an RBI single up the middle. That made it 2-0. That increased the Mets, or his hitting streak, to 9 games in a row. And Boston Barrow followed with an 0-2 single into right center field, a two-run hit. That brought home Morabito and Suero. And the Mets were off to the races 4-0 in the first, and we've played scoreless ball since. It appears that Mr. Harris has solved the issue with the ABS system and is ready to go. Ready to go with Boston Barrow at the plate. And he fouls the first pitch off. Barrow was at the plate when Perrozza was back picked off at third base. Caught in a rundown. Pitch outside. A ball and a strike. Barrow, three RBI in his two games so far. Heading towards the bottom of the lineup as he pulls this one in the sky to shallow right. Cruz running in, but McCants goes back and makes the catch. One away. Cuevas to the plate. Sunny up there, Mr. McCants. Sunny and breezy. Swing and a miss by Cuevas.
The Mets would really like to get their offense going again here. You got the nice four runs in the first, but it's still in that striking distance for any team with a couple of quick hits.
0-1 pitch is skied out of play to the left. Now, this is very reminiscent of that Sunday game against Tampa where the Mets exploded early in the first two innings, and then the game quieted down. Mets won that game 8-4. Never threatened. Cuevas fouls this one away, but the Mets know from experience Hammerheads can overcome a 4-0 deficit.
Of course, you'll take the quiet game defensively as the Mets have been fantastic, specifically Tresor.
0-2 pitches down and in. Well, Stevens, after that rocky first inning, with all the two-out production against him, trying to give Jupiter some length here as he misses low. Jupiter, for game one of the series, used five pitchers. Don't want to overexpose the relief corps too early in the week as Cuevas fouls off another.
Credit to Stevens, who's done a nice job of bouncing back in this game after a rough first inning. Hasn't had too many guys end up in scoring position, really only that the third inning where they ended up getting the pickoff.
2-2 pitch. It's high for ball three. Cuevas putting together a nice at-bat here. Fouls away another to stay alive. Payoff pitch in and out of the glove of Stevens, but he's going to have time to recover. Whoa! That was close. A screamer off the bat of Cuevas in and out of that glove. It was nearly caught for the out. And then this is very casual. That's getting close to a bang-bang playing at the bang-bang play at the base. Casual 1-3 put out. And that's going to be the last out for Stevens. Nelson Prado, the manager for Jupiter, makes the call to the bullpen. Banana phone will greet the new reliever.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucimets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest. Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Chris Mockman, the new pitcher for Jupiter. Two outs in the fourth. Curveball gets it by Mosquera for strike one. Akma has been around a long time in Jupiter. Throws the 0-1 curve for a strike two. Part of the 2019 Marlins draft class. 12th round pick out of Holland Christian High School in Michigan. It's his fourth season pitching for Jupiter. 0-2, and he gets a strikeout. Same three pitches. And the inning is over. Mets down in order for the second time today. Four innings complete at Clover Park. Mets lead Jupiter 4-0.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Back now at
this summer.
Back now at Clover Park. Mets leading it 4-0. Get off to that hot start offensively, and now Tresher looks to continue his hot start that he's had to this one.
Thank you, Jake. Fifth inning, game two of this series. Been playing for about an hour and 15 minutes here at Clover Park. Worst of the weather has stayed away, 2 hours south. It's kind of grim down there. Mets three outs away from making this an official game. I expect we can play all the way through no problem as Tresser begins with ball one to Yarel Martinez, who he struck out quickly. First time up. Pitch is too high. Two balls and no strikes.
Well, in classic Florida fashion, Adam, if you look over to your right from here in the booth, it's beautiful, sunny, not a cloud in the sky. You look to your left, and it's much more gloomy.
Okeechobee can have it. 2-0 pitch. It swung on and missed as Martinez went way after that. Jupiter, I will say this, Tresser, 63 pitches, 38 strikes. They've swung at some pitches out of the zone. They seem over-anxious. 2-1 pitch. That's laid in beautifully right across the letters. When you've through what now 13 innings in this series, you've been held to five hits, one unearned run. Jupiter maybe pressing. 2-2. And this ball is hit high and foul. Will it stay in play? No. Right off the tabletop, the Budweiser Terrace. Got a few folks down in the Budweiser Terrace today. Shady down there.
I think another thing for Tresher, and that's helped him out so much in this game, is that these pitches that he's throwing, even the ones that are for balls, they're very close to the zone. He's only thrown maybe three or four that have been way outside. Makes it a lot more difficult on hitters to try and determine what's a strike and what's a ball.
2-2. Just missed. That's a good pitch. One that Yero Martinez would swing at a lot last year. Lays off this with two strikes. The payoff. Ball four. A couple of close ones, but give credit to Martinez. Took two tough pitches there at the end. That's the third base runner for Jupiter, a leadoff walk.
Really nice job by Martinez. Those are really hard pitches to take right in the corner of the zone, but fortunately for Tresser, they just missed.
I think that 2-2 pitch he threw was the best one. And after that, when you don't get the swing and miss, got to come into the zone. Was unable to as this ball was flicked foul by Ignofo. Grounded out back into second. A lot of strikeouts today. A couple of flyouts. Two on the ground. That's hopeful for a double play ball. Pitch is up high at 87. High again. Tresser fighting it a bit here. Martinez on first base, not a big running threat. Two-one pitch is fouled away right side.
A good pitch, gets it right back into the strike zone, just a high fastball. In time zone, that's all you need. Get one over the plate.
Time called, pitch clock winding down. Ferozzo saves automatic ball three. Can do that when the bases are, you have runners on base, the base is empty. That will not spare you. Tresser, the 2-2. Breaking ball, grounded deep to third. Barrel's got to wait. Long throw coming. Safe, throw back to third. The tag of Martinez, he's out. Good throw by Barrow. It was a hair late, but good awareness. Suero goes back across the diamond. Barrow gets the tag on Martinez. And that is how the Mets get their first out of the inning. That's a terrible base running mistake by Martinez. Never make the first out of inning at third base.
Well, and great awareness by the Mets defense to notice that he was trying to stretch that and get to third base. And a nice job to get that throw over from Suero.
It's an infield single for Ignofo. The only thing that maybe Barrow could he have charged that? Hard to tell. But it works out better for the Mets because they get the lead runner. And you'd rather get Martinez out at third and have Ignofo on first than have Ignofo out and Martinez on second. 0-1 pitch to Bullard.
And those hits down that third baseline can be so tough for a third baseman because you want to be quick on it, but you don't want to charge it and make an error on the transfer, or then you have to rush the throw. And you can have a mistake there, but it was a decent throw, just not in time.
Pitch is inside, so Jupiter trying to get something going on offense. Runs into the first out at third base. It's 1-2 on Bullard, who flew out back in the third. One, two, swing and a miss. Strikeout number 9 for Tresser. Two gone. In the visiting fifth.
on classic Tresher fashion. Has a single hit off of him and a walk, but then fights right back to pick up the strikeout. And after that, throw it at third. Two outs in this inning.
He's going to wind up one out shy of qualifying for a win. Hikari De La Cruz is out to make the pitching change as Tresher runs up against his pitch count. He departs. Mets lead 4-0. New pitcher coming in.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
The new pitcher for the Mets trying to get this last out is Wilson Lopez. Lopez serving as a bridge pitcher most of this year. When he's used, he's not used for very long. Hard thrower. And he has to get this out and strand the runner at first base. So Austin Tresser's final line, 4 2/3, 2 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 9 punch-outs, 78 pitches, 47 strikes. This Mets starting pitching staff is on a real heater right now. Enjoy it while we have it, folks. Despina, the batter. 9 hitter struck out looking in the third. First pitch to him. It was right after this hard breaking ball for strike one. So Wilson Lopez, his 6th game, has not had an earned run score against him. He's actually snuck in 2 victories. Swing and a miss, fastball at 93. Again, 5 games and 5 innings pitched. Pitched in Daytona. Got one out on April 27th, and that was it. One batter, one out. 0-2 pitch. Tails away at 97. He hit 99 last year for St. Lucie. Imagine as the season continues on and he gets really loosened up, he'll let one fly towards triple digits. One, two. Went away for ball two. Tried something different.
2 great pitches. Just tailing out of the zone at the last second, but good approach at the plate right now to lay off those.
2-2. Low for ball three. I don't think Wilson was very happy with that pitch as he spiked the rosin bag. Runner will go. Ignacio from first. Suero not holding him on anymore. 3-2 pitch. Ball four. That's disappointing for Lopez, coming in, jumping ahead, and then issuing a walk. Two on, we return to the top of the lineup in McCants. It's a nice plate appearance by Despina. So 4 batters have come to the plate this inning. 3 have reached. The Mets are an out away from getting out of it, thanks to that out at third base. McCants 1-4-2. Lopez first pitch, slider missed way inside. Now Lopez, not a prolific strike thrower. 6 walks, hit batter in his 5 innings. 1-0. That missed as well.
Just hasn't been able to find the strike zone on these last couple of pitches. They're not missing by much, but missing nonetheless.
8 pitches to this point, 2 strikes. Two-oh to McCants. He takes strike 1. 94. Dialed it back a couple of miles per hour. Double steal, nullified on the foul ball. Yeah, Jupiter trying to get something going. They have their leadoff man at the plate. Haven't scored tonight. Only scored 1 run on an error in this series. Nelson Prada sending the runners, trying to get something jump-started. You send the runners, and there's a hit. That could be 2 runs, and this game could be cut in half. Mound visit between Perozzo and Lopez. Two-two pitch. Struck him out. Great pitch. That back foot hard slider. Lopez comes in, gets the strikeout. Strands a pair. 10 strikeouts for 2 Mets pitchers over 5 shutout innings. We're halfway home, and the Mets are up by 4.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
If you're not at Clover Park, the beach here on the Treasure Coast is a good place to be as any. Still don't know how that guy's doing that hoverboard. That looks like a good time. It's definitely beach weather here in Florida right now. Hot, sunny most days. No rain in quite some time until yesterday. Finally broke the dry spell. Fortunately, no fireworks on Saturday. Still dry conditions. Not be able to shoot those off for Star Wars night. Hoping to have some Star Wars characters come up to the booth on Saturday. Bid on those Star Wars jerseys right now. StLucieMets.com/auction. It'll be Hauk Baez and Hernandez in the bottom of the 5th. Mets scoring 4 runs in the first inning. Teams have traded zeros ever since. Chris Machma, his first full inning of work. There's that sweeping breaking ball again. Curve. It's 1-0. Hauk a double and a strikeout today. Goes with the slider this time. 85. 2 balls, no strikes. So Machma finished out for Stevens. A long day for each bullpen as this pitch comes inside for ball 3. Bird alert. Cameraman Josh loves finding the birds. Perched up there on the light tower down the left field side. Are you a bird watcher, Jake?
I've done too much bird watching in my time.
No, me neither. There's a great movie about bird watching out there. 3-1 pitch inside for ball 4 as Hauk takes a leadoff walk. See if that can spark the Mets offense, which hasn't done much. Just 1 hit last three innings. Great bird watching movie with Jack Black some years ago. Steve Martin, comedy, very entertaining. I'll look this up. But I'd suggest finding that on one of the million of streaming channels platforms you have, as this ball is sent deep into center. Not that deep, as Baez is retired quickly. Shade makes the catch. Houck retreats to first. One down in the fifth.
He sent that one right to Shade, who didn't really have to move much on that one. Now hopefully, though, Hernandez can get something going for the Mets. This looks like might be a issue with Machma.
Yeah, trainer's going out, as is Nelson Prada, the manager. Machma, not sure what the issue is. Wasn't really visible.
I didn't see anything that would indicate an issue, but we've seen this before. Sometimes it can just land a little funny and something feels off. It happened to the Tarpons last time they were here.
Nelson Prada is looking at his lineup card there, and Machma's out. Walking gingerly as he departs. Won't speculate what that is, but not good that he's departing the game. It's a new reliever going to come in for Jupiter. He's going to have all the time he needs to warm up. We'll take a break.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit allsmilesfamilydentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, this is alarming for the Jupiter Hammerheads. You feel for them. They used a lot of pitchers yesterday, four relievers. Chris Machma, who looked like would be the long man today after their starter Stevens only goes 3 2/3. He's knocked out by injury after just two outs. And now Juan Reynoso will pitch. La Vega Dominican native, just 19 years old, was with Jupiter last year, has shown real improvement this year. Sure. Not having a lot of command last season. But he's being ushered into this game, ready or not, given all the time he needs to warm up due to the injury. Reynoso making his eighth relief appearance. 2.77 ERA. 7 walks, 16 strikeouts, and 13 innings. Faced the Mets a couple of times down the road in Jupiter back in April. It'll be a one-on, one-out situation.
That can always be tough for a pitcher, too, coming in and having to move quickly, even though you do get as much time as you need to warm up. It's a very different mindset that you have to be in. Definitely unfortunate for the Hammerheads. As Adam, you mentioned, they went through a lot of pitchers yesterday, going through a decent amount now again here today. That's just going to make things a lot more difficult on them as this series progresses.
It will be Ronald Hernandez. As Reynoso comes to the end of his elongated warm-up session. Looks like that's the last warm-up pitch. One out, one on in this fifth inning. Hernandez strolls to the plate, looking for his first hit of the series. 0 for 4 yesterday, 0 for 2 today. Bit of a walk and a run yesterday. Well, I hear the lightning detector at the high school football stadium across the street going off. We'll play on here. Pitch is a fastball for strike one at 91. Runner goes, throw to second base, really good. Swim move not going to work out for Hauk, who's thrown out. Great throw by Ignofo. Get another look at this. Good pitch to throw on, too. Hauk tried to get that right arm in there, but tag applied by Hernandez in time. Two down.
Hernandez didn't really even have to move his glove. That's how good of a throw it was to get Hauk out at second.
And this ball is pushed down the third baseline. Fair. Hernandez going to take a wide turn, rip the helmet off, and run back. Thought about, too. Yair Martinez gets to it quickly. How big is that caught stealing by Ignofo now? That prevented a run. But Hernandez on the board in the series with a hit.
Yeah, good to see for Hernandez, too. He's been struggling at the plate as of late, although it does have the 17 walks on the season, but nice to see him get a really well-driven ball down that third base side for a single.
Pitch is a strike to Perozzo.
Perez are 2 for 2 so far today, looking to make it 3 for 3.
No 2 pitch, and he swings and misses for out number 3, and the inning is over. Mets get a couple of base runners on a walk and a single, but no runs. We're through 5 on Wednesday afternoon in Port St. Lucie. Mets continue to lead 4-0.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Welcome you back now to Clover Park. Mets leading 4-0 here as we get set to start the top of the sixth. Hammerheads have had a couple of base runners, but the Mets pitching staff has done a great job at keeping them at bay. It's going to be Colby Shade who's going to lead it off here momentarily for the Hammerheads. Lopez came in for Dresser, had the nice strikeout, and is now looking to continue that as we move on deeper into this ballgame. So Shade will now step up into the batter's box. 0-2 so far today with two strikeouts.
Thank you, Jake. Back. Had to send out the Austin Dresser tweet. He was tweet-worthy today. Lopez going to get a full inning here. Fastball for a strike. Again, it used to be Dresser and Tong tied at the hip. The last time those two guys pitched at Clover Park, they combined to hold Tampa to one run in a breezy win. But Tong up in Brooklyn. Now we'll see what the plan is after Lopez is done. Mets did activate Saul Garcia from the injured list. Saul was placed on the injured list during the prior Jupiter series with a hamstring strain. Pitched two scoreless innings and came out of that game ahead of schedule. And this pitch comes inside and hits Shade, and that's not what Lopez wanted to do. Nothing and two. To a guy that already struck out twice. And this is kind of Wilson Lopez in a nutshell. He throws hard. He's going to strike some guys out. He's going to walk some guys. That's unfortunate. Leadoff man aboard. For the third time in the last four innings. That's not surrendered a run yet. Comes hard to do when first guy keeps getting on. Jesus Hernandez is at the plate. And he will ground one to third. Barrow dives, gets up, and loses the handle, and everybody's safe.
Base hit.
It'll be a base hit for Hernandez. And if that ball is hit another 2 feet to the left, that very well could be a double play. 2 feet to the right, probably into the outfield for a hit. Clean hit.
A tough play for Barrow. He's got to slide and spin around, and on that spin is when he lost control of that ball. It would have been a tough play at first either way.
So the Hammerheads in the best shape they've been in, really in the series now, game and a half in. First and second, nobody out, down by four. Vredenburg, two strikeouts, is at the plate. First pitch, he takes strike one. One pitch, late on a fastball. That's really good pitch. 95 with run. Vredenburg will use the timeout. And as a hitter, that's almost impossible to take. And it looks like it's coming almost down the middle. It tails out. O-2 pitch. Fastball missed low. One, two, check swing on appeal. Went around. Strike three. Vredenburg stumped. Can't believe the call by Cameron Jones in the field. Third time he struck out today. Second strikeout for Lopez. 11th strikeout for the two Mets pitchers combined.
Exactly what you want for the Mets pitching staff. Bounces back with a strikeout. and you put that ending double play back into effect.
John Cruz 0-for-2. Double steal. Pitches a ball. Throw to third base. Tag not in time. Shade takes third. Hernandez up to second. A slow delivery to the plate by Lopez. And didn't give Perozzo much of a chance. Perozzo's throw, that's about as good as you can ask for. So, this is a big at-bat here. A hit could slice the Mets' lead right in half with plenty of time to go in the game. Time is called. Perozzo saves an automatic ball. Mets infield, of course, with the lead playing back, will exchange the run for the out. A 1-0 pitch, breaking ball for a strike. And Perozzo maybe crossed up the way he caught it. You wouldn't believe that was a strike, but ABS does not care how it's received, just if it's over the plate or not.
And these are some big next couple of at-bats for both these teams. With the Mets having scored 4 runs in the first but not been able to put anything since, this is where it can be a momentum swinging.
Bird's got a pretty good sized stick for his nest. Where's he going to circle down? He'll eventually make it to the light pole. Ball and a strike. Pitch home, adds to the backstop, and that's going to potentially bring in a run, and it will. And Lopez wasn't covering the plate. And Perozzo looked to throw home, but Lopez wasn't there. Oh, wild pitch, and that's a very unfortunate run for the Mets to allow as Shade scores. He reached on a hit-by-pitch with the 2-strike count. That's got to prevent things like that from happening, but the wildness of Lopez makes it a 4-1 game. Pitches outside, 3-1. He's throwing more balls than strikes. He's hit a batter, walked a batter, throwing a wild pitch. And this time is called by Cruz. End of the 3-1 count. So the Hammerheads break through. And now with Hernandez on third base. Trying to make it a 2-run game. Fly ball, deep left, trailing back as Mosquera jumps up. Oh, he made a fabulous catch! Diego Mosquera, new to left field. The pregame work pays off. Out number 2, run scores. And it's 4-2. The Mets are going to peel. And no, it did not work. Hernandez left on time. That's fantastic.
Well, Mosquera looking like he's been out in left field the entire season with that catch. I mean, nice run, a good route, and makes the little leap as he's headed into the wall to make that grab. Of course, the Hammerheads get the run across, but Mets will gladly take that trade.
Well, what it does is it cuts down the opportunity for a big inning. That's a double and an RBI. It's an RBI either way, but that's a double. 4-2 game, one out, and the tying run at the plate if that's down. Said Martinez bats at the base is empty. Fouls one back, and it's nothing and 2. A 4-2 game, 2 outs, top of the 6th. Jupiter putting together its best inning of the young series, helped out by the wildness of Lopez. He's trying to get through this 6th, the 0-2, and he gets another strikeout. Now, 2 more strikeouts in the inning. But Jupiter takes advantage of a couple of misfires, and they're back in the game. It's 4-2 midway through the 6th.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd. for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Nick Morabito will lead it off for the Mets. Let's see if the Mets can get something going on offense. Jupiter has scored the most recent two runs. This game, certainly within striking distance for the Hammerheads, who have been in worse spots this season, as Morabito takes the bender for ball one from Reynoso. Morabito, two walks today. I'm sure he wants to swing the bat. They give him a pitch to hit. Now he takes the gamble here and foul tip strike one. That scored all four of their runs with two outs in the first. Jupiter blanked through five, getting a couple of runs on a wild pitch and a sack fly in the sixth inning. A 1-1, too high. I think from the Mets standpoint, with the way Jupiter has swung the bats in the first two games, the key for the Mets pitching in the last three innings is going to be to throw strikes. They cannot afford to gift Jupiter runs. 2-1 pitch as that ball is driven into center field high for Shade. He's got it for out number one. Now, there's really nothing so far in the series that would indicate that Jupiter is going to slug their way to a bunch of runs. Maybe their bats wake up at some point, but whoever comes in for the Mets out of the bullpen next. Strikes, strikes, strikes. Hit the mitt, no wild pitches, no walks, no hit batters. Suero at the dish. Already got the hit streak out of the way back in the first. An RBI single. Fly out to left in the third to the middle of the warning track. And that close to a three-run homer that really would have opened this game up. High for ball two. Reynoso faced the Mets twice, April 9th and 12th, in the prior series. Four innings, two hits, no runs, five strikeouts. Misses up here for ball three.
Now the Mets would love to get at least an extended inning here, try to make the Hammerheads work for this as much as they can. Try to get some of their lead back.
3-0 curveball drops in. This curveball won't. Stays high. Ball four. Suero takes his base for the second time today. Well, in this series, and again, it's very early in the series, game and a half in, Mets offense, it's been the big inning. Five-run second inning yesterday. Five-run seventh inning. Four-run first inning today. Only one other inning have they scored a run in. That was the second yesterday. So explosive at times. As Boston Barrow comes up and takes a changeup for a strike. 85. Down and in with the change. Ball and a strike. Barrow with a two-run hit in the first. That's the difference right now. Made it 4-0. A pop out in the fourth. Suero's got good speed. Medium-sized lead. He's running. Got a great jump. Throw to second base. Oh, it's even better. Suero's out. Ignafo's hosed two Mets base runners the last two innings. And despite the good jump, that was not particularly close. Ignafo, maybe not run on him anymore.
I mean, it's his second near-perfect throw to get a guy out at second. You said it, Adam. It was a good jump, but sure didn't look like that. How quickly he was able to get him out.
And whenever the base runner tries the fancy, funky slide, you know the throw is there. And again, 9 times out of 10, these umpires are not going to rule that a runner is safe if the throw is there well ahead of time. Full count on Barrow. Mets have now been caught stealing 3 times by Ignafo today. Remember Perozzo at third base 3 innings ago. 3-2 pitches to the backstop, so a couple of pitch laters, Suero might have been up to second on a walk. Back-to-back free passes issued by Reynoso. Brings up Suero, who's 0-2. I think Barrow might be staying put there at first base.
It's a good bet.
Yeah, I think 3 times being thrown out by the catcher in 1 game, that's enough. Big cut by Suero or by Cuevas. Or strike one. Cuevas a couple of hits yesterday. Reynoso's pitch is down for ball two. And one.
That's been a nice job by Mets hitters in this inning. Their pitch selection, they've had the 2 free passes. Of course, Suero getting thrown out at second.
Oh, Barrow's running. Throw to get him. Oh, this one's off target into center. Barrow safely in. So, not deterred, apparently. That one, not a very good throw by Ignafo. That was a pretty good pitch to throw on. Maybe felt rushed. Barrow's good jump. Well, 3-2 come into Cuevas. The hit could produce a run. And he flies it into left field. Martinez trailing back, still going. Reaches up, plucks it down, and the inning is over. No runs for the Mets, a couple of walks, no errors, and 1 man stranded. We head to the 7th at Clover Park. Mets holding a 4-2 lead.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10-game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop. I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We're in the seventh inning, and the Mets have a new pitcher on the mound. It's right-hander Saul Garcia. Mentioned him early in the broadcast, coming off the injured list today. Making his first appearance since the Mets faced the Hammerheads on April 12th. Gave the Mets two scoreless hitless innings and left earlier than scheduled due to the hamstring. One walk, four strikeouts that day. Novias combined for five scoreless innings. Mets could not hold the 4-0 lead. Now they're trying to hold the 4-0 lead today. It's now down to 4-2, and here is a first pitch fastball for strike one to the catcher Ignafo. Not for Ignafo, this might be a 5 or 6-2 Mets lead. Cutting down runners right and left. 0-1 pitch is outside. Wilson Lopez, an inning and a third, a hit, two runs, both earned, a walk, three strikeouts. He hit a batter and threw a wild pitch. Both of those played directly into runs for the Hammerheads. Garcia, this is a tall task. I'm trying to go two or three innings holding this lead late as this spinner is too high. Again, hasn't pitched in almost a month.
And this is where that third key that we talked about at the beginning of the broadcast starts to come into effect, Adam. Can you hold on to that lead, whether it's defensively or adding a couple more runs?
2-1 pitch, a good one. Check swing, went around for strike two. Like a really good pitch, maybe even a called strike. Fastball batted straight back. Garcia, live arm, fresh arm, 95. Fly ball lifted into center field for Morabito. Nick makes the catch. Nafo is retired for the first out of the seventh.
Nice job by Garcia. Picks up a first batter out. We can carry that momentum now into the rest of this inning.
Get that first one out of the way. Tony Bullard up, 0 for 2. This is the 7-8-9 spot in the order. Garcia's first pitch slider for a strike. That's a nasty pitch. That combo that he showed right there with that and the fastball last year, when he was on, he was one of the more unhittable pitchers in the league. Got himself a late season promotion up to Brooklyn as this pitch is down and away. A trio of him and Ovias and Joelmy Ramirez started last year with St. Lucie, eventually earned their way up to Brooklyn, but starting this year in St. Lucie again, trying to pitch their way back up. Ground ball, softly hit out to second, charging and scooping is Baez. Low throw, picked by Suero. Baez hustled to that ball and then casually scooped it and threw it. Suero helps to bail him out. And like you said, Jake, at this stage in the game, you want to play really good defense, keep those freebie runners from getting on base.
Yeah, not the best throw from Baez, but just a nice job by Suero to keep his foot on that bag and stretch down there and make that play. You just have to be a little bit flexible sometimes over there at first.
Espina at the plate takes a ball low. Neither team has committed an error today. Both teams made two yesterday. No, the Mets have not had a three-error game yet this year. Pretty impressive for a single-A squad. This ball is rocked into deep right. Cuevas reaches up and makes the catch. He was played at the correct depth. Despina hits it hard, but it's an out. And Sal Garcia off the IL. Pitches a 1-2-3 seventh. We're at the stretch with the Mets up by two.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
This is a new pitcher, Justin Evans, who is still listed on minor league rehab assignment. And he's on minor league rehab assignment when the Mets faced off against the Hammerheads 3 weeks ago. Still hanging around. Mets will bat in the bottom of the seventh. It'll be Mosquera, Hauk, and Baez. Mets have been kept off the board for five consecutive innings. Their 4-0 lead dwindling to 4-2. That's six outs to go. It's still plenty of time for Jupiter to find some offense. Mosquera 0-2 from the 9 spot. Will take ball one low. Mosquera has flown out and struck out. Evans unscored upon in five games with Jupiter. Check swing. He fouled it. Evans, 6 3 innings, one hit, no runs. He's walked four foul and ball. Struck out seven. They call that a foul ball. Mosquera. Breaking ball, a check swing foul. This one undebatable.
Yeah, Mosquera hasn't had the day at the plate that maybe he would have hoped for, but he's been so excellent defensively, as he has been all year, this time just doing it in left field.
1-2 pitch, shoots it foul. He made that tremendous catch back in the sixth inning, taking away a potential double from John Cruz. A sack fly, but that really could have sparked the inning for Jupiter. 1-2. Mosquera, a high bouncer to short. Blind swipe by Hernandez. Cannot come up with it.
Base hit.
It'll be a base hit for Mosquera, and the leadoff man is aboard for the Mets in the seventh.
Well, he tried to make that swipe, Hernandez did. It could be a tough play to make. You're bringing your arm around so quickly, it forced the ball to pop up in the air. Couldn't squeeze it. And makes it easy for Mosquera to reach first safely. And now a chance for the Mets to get something going with a leadoff hit.
Pressure was on with Mosquera's speed. You could see that Hernandez was looking up before that ball was even in the mitt. There's a slider down and away to Houck, who has doubled and walked today. Struck out back into second. Mets have been active on the bases. Not very successful. Mosquera rolled the dice. Good pitch. 1-1 on Houck.
Mosquera was doing the shuffle down there on that last one. Just kept inching a little bit further away.
Devin's the 1-1, and Houck will foul that away. Tardy on a fastball. The Mets have had a base runner thrown out at second the last two innings. That did not stop Boston Barrow from stealing second base anyways last inning. A 1-2 pitch. Houck stings this ball up the middle, and it's through for a base hit. Mosquera will race up to second. Had to wait to see if that would be caught. And the Mets have back-to-back hits here in the seventh inning, trying to add to their two-run lead. Houck with his second hit of the day, his third time reaching base.
Now Houck just did a great job of poking that one right through that left field side. And unfortunate for Mosquera that he had to wait for a second, couldn't get to third, but now another big opportunity for the Mets here. See if they can do what they did in the first and rally around each other and get a couple of hits strung together.
Jesus Baez at the dish, quiet today, 0 for 3. Evans' first pitch taken low for ball one. Line drive, base hit into center. Mosquera got a great read. He's coming around to score. The throw from Shade will be cut off, and the Mets are up by 3. RBI hit for Jesus Baez to make it a 5-2 game.
And a huge run for the Mets, making it a 5-2 game, gives that little bit of extra insurance. And just putting together a nice couple of hits.
First run of the season given up by Justin Evans, the minor league rehabber. 3 straight hits to open the seventh. First and second again for Ronald Hernandez. That's up to 9 hits on the afternoon now. Pitches a ball outside. Well, Baez was in a little funk last week. Came out of the shell with 3 hits on Sunday. They only had 1 hit, 8 at-bats until that single these first 2 games. Hernandez cuts on this ball and fouls it back. It's 1-1.
These extra runs just become so much more important with 6 outs to go defensively. Still a good opportunity.
Breaking ball outside. Mets led 4-0 early and for a while until Jupiter got a couple of cheapy runs in the sixth on a wild pitch and a sac fly. Now the Mets answering. Looking for another big inning. 2-1 pitch is outside. It's 3-1. Again, that's been the Mets so far in the series. They've produced a couple of 5-run innings and a 4-run inning. Now 3-1 to Hernandez, showing a good eye all season. Get something to hit here. He took it for a strike. Not tempting enough. It's 3-1. You really want to make sure it's your pitch.
And I like that take. That's a pitch right on the corner of the plate. Tough one, even if you make contact. Probably a ground ball.
Payoff pitch, slugged foul. Ball at 92.
Well, not only a chance for the Mets to score more runs insurance-wise, but just to get the momentum back on their side. You felt like it might have slipped away a little bit since the Hammerheads got those two runs, but now they can shift it back over into their favor.
3-2 again. Breaking ball outside. Evans lost him a walk to load the bases. Four have come to the plate for the Mets this inning. They've all reached. Hernandez a clap and a jog down to first. And here comes Ignafo out to talk to Evans. Again, only giving up one hit. No runs this season. Three hits and a walk and one run already this inning with nobody out. Batter is going to be Vincent Perozzo, who has a couple of hits today. Mound is at number four, indicated by Sam Harris. A few more left in the bag. Perozzo, an opportunity for a game-breaking hit. First pitch. And he grounds it right under the mitt of McCants. So we're on and in. Here comes another. Baez coming to the plate. He slides, and he's out. Throw comes in from Cruz to nail Baez at the plate for the first out of the inning. And Baez is a little hobbled getting back to the dugout. It's an RBI hit for Perozzo. That was absolutely smoked. Right under the glove of McCants, who was drawn in. He had no chance.
And the play comes really tough when you're so close on the infield, and it was a hard hit ball. Really nice job to get a couple of runs in, and Baez trying to stretch it was almost there, but a good throw coming in from the outfield to get him out.
Now that right hand did get to the plate, but it did look like the tag on the other side of the body was there by Ignafo. So that's the first out. It's a second run in the inning, and the inning will continue for Morabito with Hernandez on second and Perozzo on first. Hauk was in on the play. Baez out at home as the first out. Not ideal. As this pitch is fouled off, Morabito. That ball is just hit so hard. Gave Cruz a chance in right field to get it back in quickly. How about Perozzo? Three hits today.
A really nice day for Perozzo, who was 0 for 4 yesterday, so a bounce back day for him.
Down and away.
And this Mets lineup really starting to come alive offensively. Hauk's been good here at home. Baez getting a hit late. Hernandez so good at getting walks. Morabito, Suero, all both batting over 300.
2-1 pitch. High for ball three. Now, Mets have 10 hits today, which is great. Morabito doesn't have one of those. That might be the most surprising thing of all. Nick leads the league in hits. Well, I'm sure he'll be hoping for a good pitch to hit 3-1 right here. He takes a strike. High strike. That's a full count.
Now he does have the two walks, so his on-base percentage still staying way up there.
It's over 50%, so he needs to get on here to, or else it'll drop.
So what drawback when you're doing so good? Even two walks isn't enough.
3-2. Inside ball four. A three-walk game for Morabito. That will reload the bases. And again, here we are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 batters into the inning. And Evans hasn't gotten any of the batters out. Just the base runner. He's really struggling this afternoon. Glenn Dishman will come out for a mound visit. And while that occurs, we'll take a spin around the Florida State League. Again, a reminder that this is the only afternoon game. Mets leading 6-2. Daytona and Palm Beach will be underway in less than 30 minutes. Game one of a doubleheader at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First doubleheader of the year in the Florida State League. Hey, it took until May to do it. It's pretty good. Clearwater at Lakeland at 6:30, Tampa at Dunedin at 6:30, Fort Myers at Bradenton at 6:30. Everybody playing in the division today. Mets, with the win today, could get to four games out of first place behind the Hammerheads. Here is Suero, a chance to further extend the lead, and he swings and misses and an off-speed pitch. Suero batting with one out and the bases loaded. Mets have scored two in the inning, back to their biggest lead of the afternoon. In the dirt, good block by Agnafo. Suero today, 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. 9-game hitting streak. He'll go for 10 tomorrow. Hard to imagine him not being in the lineup. Although everybody usually gets a day off in the series. Keep guys fresh. 0-1-1 pitch, check swing. I'll take that for ball two. This is a tough position for Justin Evans. He's struggling out there, bases loaded, hasn't gotten an actual batter out, facing a red-hot hitter. 2-1 pitch, misses low for ball three. So he has to pitch carefully, but there's no room for error. Not an enviable position.
And he really just hasn't been able to find the command that he's wanted to. He's putting himself in a 3-1 hole now.
Suero gets under this pitch. It's going to be an infield fly rule. Caught by Bullard. And Suero looking to do a lot more damage than that. He was trying for that uppercut home run, the grand slam, to basically put the game away. Well, Evans gets away with one there. That was a pretty good pitch to hit, looked like.
High fastball in the zone. And as you said, Adam, just Suero got a little bit underneath it.
So Barrow, the two-run, two-out single already today. Can he do it again? He takes a strike. So that's, two runs is nice, but this feels like a critical at-bat. The first six runners get on base, and if the Mets only get two runs out of that, that would be a real oddity. 0-1, taken low and away. And you feel like six straight guys get on, it should be putting up three, four, five runs. Got the out at home, the pop-up. A couple of walks that haven't come in yet. Low for ball two. And the other part of this is, you know, Evans has to be almost exhausted out of there. He's over 30 pitches. Not much left in the tank. Miss low for ball three.
And there's action in that Hammerheads bullpen, but if you're the Hammerheads, you hope Evans can get out of it.
Oh, this is it. This is his last batter. You figure one way or the other. 3-1 pitch coming to Barrow with the bases loaded. And that will be ball four. Boston Barrow, take your base. That will force home Hernandez. And the Mets are up by 5-7-2. And immediately, Nelson Prada, the manager for Jupiter, coming out to relieve Evans. Boston Barrow, that's four RBI in two games now here this week. A welcome addition to the St. Lucie Mets. We'll take a break. Mets still batting in the seventh when we return.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Nigel Belgrave is the new pitcher for Jupiter with two outs. And the base is loaded facing Jairo Cuevas. Three runs across for the Mets in the inning. Cuevas takes strike one. And Peroso at third, Morbido on second, and Barrow on first. Cuevas, ninth man of the inning to bat. Belgrave from Worcester, Massachusetts, 15th round pick out of Maryland last year, and is working ahead nothing and two. Now, Belgrave, one of the better pitchers out of the bullpen in the league, and this is a win for the Mets to be facing him up by five and not down late in the game.
I was going to say, Adam, that was one of our keys to the game, is you don't want to face him, but they're leading, so definitely helps.
See the nasty stuff as he gets Cuevas to bat a ball off of himself. Belgrave, eight relief appearances, four saves and four chances, two holds. Just one earned run and 15 strikeouts in 11 innings. And Cuevas is in worse shape than we initially thought. The other pitcher for Jupiter that Jake mentioned in the first inning was Josh Eknis. He's given up one run in 11 innings with 19 strikeouts. He finished out three of the six games against the Mets. A couple of saves, throwing 99 miles an hour. So you get a replay of this nasty pitch that resulted on the foul.
Yeah, that one looks like it might have just caught him a little funny. Again, those balls,
dead leg,
especially when you come in that fast, they don't feel good. Hopefully he can just shake it off, though, and as the song that they're playing right now would indicate.
T-Swift. Old school T-Swift. 10 years ago. I mean, he's going to run, but that was a swing and a miss, right? Like, that was not a hit by pitch.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty confident that was a swing and a miss.
So he takes his equipment off. Now he's got to put it back on. That was, so they wanted to test the mobility without all the equipment. So it stays 0-2. But yeah, so the Mets, they definitely didn't want to be down in this game facing Eknis or Belgrave, because you have minimal chance to come back. As much of a good season as it's been for the Mets coming back, they've come back from a run down in the ninth three times this year, which is three more times than they did last year. Ground ball sharply hit to McCants, boots it, sticks with it, throws to first, and gets the out, and the inning is over. Nine come to the plate, three score. The Mets have their biggest lead of the afternoon, five over the Hammerheads, going to the eighth.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Lefty reliever Ryan Amon's on for the Mets. Saul Garcia in his return to active duty off the IL. One inning as the Mets eased him in. One perfect inning. No strikeouts, 11 pitches, 7 strikes. Now Amon's, who was on the wrong end of that Daytona comeback last Wednesday. Mets had a lead, a one-run lead in the eighth. He breezed through with 3 quick outs, and they got him in the ninth. A couple of runs in the win. As this pitch is a ball low to McCants. Hopefully not as dramatic today. Jupiter's offense producing 3 runs through 16 innings in the 2 games so far. Scoring on an error, a wild pitch, and a sac fly. They have not got the bats going. Foul tip for strike 2. This is the 4th relief appearance for Amon's. 5 innings, 6 strikeouts, 3.60 ERA. Red Sox 10th round pick last year out of Clemson. Never pitched in the Red Sox organization. Traded by Boston to the Mets in the offseason for a pitcher who never pitched for the New York Mets, Justin Slayton. Might be a trivia question somewhere down the line. 3-2 on McCants. And struck him out flat-footed. McCants chases way up high. That's the 13th strikeout recorded by the Mets today.
Just a really nice pitch. Climbs the ladder and gets him to swing at it. Your eyes as a hitter can light up sometimes. You see that fastball coming high, but he keeps it in a good spot. And now a chance for the Mets to carry that momentum they picked up in the 7th at the plate, onto the mound.
Shade the batter. He takes a breaking ball low. Go back to the 2nd inning, top of the 2nd, right after the Mets scored 4 runs. Austin Tresor worked a beautiful 1-2-3 inning. Right back to the dugout. Didn't let the Hammerheads come up for air. 2-0 on Shade. Fastball right in there. Three balls and a strike. Amon's pitched on April 12th at Jupiter. That was his Mets organizational debut. Inning in the 3rd, a hit. A couple of runs. One earned, one walk, one strikeout. And 3-1. Two high or in, either or. It's a walk, and Shade will take his base.
Always tough to issue a walk after a strikeout, but playing with a nice lead here, 7-2 in this game. And the key for Amon's now just to try to get back to what he was doing in the first batter.
Well, he's got Hernandez at the plate, and then comes the stretch of 3 straight lefties. So you go ahead and get Hernandez out here. You're really set up rest of this inning and into the ninth. 0-1 pitch late on a fastball as Hernandez for strike two. Well, Ammons has good stuff. I mean, Yuki and pitching coach Jordan Krause use him late. Two. Inside, two balls, two strikes.
I'm trying to pull it inside two times in a row here, but Hernandez just not biting. This is where maybe you try to bring it back inside and see if you can beat him with your fastball.
Aim is the 2-2. Sweeper down and in, full count. So from 0-2 to full count. He's throwing 16 pitches this inning, 10 balls. He got that strikeout of McCants on a pitch way out of the zone. Still searching in the strike zone consistently. 3-2 on the way. Nope, it's not. Throw to first. Checking in. Shade is safe. Three balls, two strikes, one out. It's a popular time for runners to take off. Not running, pitches home for ball four. That's not what he wanted to do, getting ahead 0-2. And really, McCants, if McCants holds that swing on 3-2, it would be three straight walks to start this inning. And this is going to elicit a mound visit from Jordan Krause, as Ammons has struggled with his command here in this inning. That's leading by five. The fastest way to bring the opponent back in. Starting to walk, guys. Mets organizational update today. New York playing Chicago at 7:10. A couple exciting games in that series decided late. Low scoring. Syracuse at Rochester at 6:05. Syracuse is getting hot. 15-11. Third place in International League. Best start Syracuse has been off to in years. Hartford and Binghamton, doubleheader in Binghamton at 5 o'clock after a rainout yesterday. First pitch, breaking ball, strike one to Vredenburg. And he will use the timeout. Lastly, Brooklyn and Aberdeen playing at 6 o'clock. Brooklyn off to a good start this year at 12-10. 0-1 pitch to Vredenburg. He goes too far. Strike two. Let's see how tough Ammons can be on a lefty. O-2 pitch. Strike three at the knees. Vredenburg will wear the golden sombrero. 0-4, 4 strikeouts. Two gone in the inning.
A nice bounce back by Ammons. Three straight strikes after issuing a couple of walks back-to-back. Fights back here and now has a chance to end this inning and put the Mets just three outs away from winning this game.
Another lefty batter in Cruz. First pitch, swing and a miss way out in front of that sweeper. See how tough he is on these lefties. Okay, it's a bad-looking strikeout, Vredenburg. And Cruz, some awkward swings. No one pitch. Outside. Ball and a strike. One, one. Dribbler foul. Kyle Amons a strike away from a three strikeout inning. Mets have racked up 14 strikeouts on the mound today. One-two pitch. Down and away. Good take by Cruz. That'll even the count. Two balls, two strikes. We got another lefty on deck in Martinez. Mets do not want to face him with the bases loaded. 2-2 pitch. Struck him out right down the pipe. Cruz caught looking. Amons fought it in the inning, but he winds up with three strikeouts, strands two walks, 15 strikeouts for the Mets through eight innings on the mound today. And the Mets will look for insurance on the other side of the break.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Prize wheel, not very active today. The footage from earlier in the year. I haven't heard the incessant clicking down here. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Mets three outs away from a fifth straight win at Clover Park. And two in a row over Jupiter to start this series. I'm sure they'd like to grab some more offense. This will not be the only time this week they face Belgrave. So maybe trying to send a message to get something off of him. Unlike the other teams, but not either. Mosquera takes a ball low. Low for a strike, that is. Scarra started the three-run seventh-inning rally with a single. One for three from the nine spot today. 0-1 pitch is popped up right side towards Vredenburg. Barely has to move.
Well, the Mets, of course, leading by five right now, but a chance to add a couple of more insurance runs to that.
If nothing else, good at bats and keep guys who are in the zone locked in going into tomorrow. Here's one. Kauku's got two hits and a walk, scored two runs from the leadoff spot. Got the Mets off on the right foot with the double on the first pitch of the game at the plate. Ground ball, base hit in the right field. It's a three-hit game for Colin Houck. And a four on base day. Stay hot.
You said it, Adam. You know, even if you don't score a couple of runs, you keep some guys locked in. One of those is Colin Houck, who's been had a great game today. Been playing well here at Clover Park.
This is his first three-hit game of the season. Jesus Baez ground ball to short, scooped up by Hernandez to McCants to first. Easy double play. Just like that, the inning is over. 6-4-3, twin killing. We go to the ninth. Mets trying to close it out when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Ryan Amons labored through the eighth inning. Two walks, three strikeouts. That'll amass a lot of pitches, 25 to be exact. He'll face Martinez, Ignafo, and Bullard as the Mets aim to go 2-0 to start this series against first-place Jupiter. Try to get closer to 500, their current record 10-12. And we are ready to start it off. Martinez 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts and a walk today. That's out hitting Jupiter 11-3, out hitting the Hammerheads 22-7 in the first two games. First pitch fastball right down the pipe, strike one. That's four runs in the first. Jupiter, a couple of runs in the sixth, giving the Mets a scare. The Mets expanding the lead back upwards with three in the seventh. Now Amon's trying to close this out. He gets strike two by Martinez. O-2. Right down the pipe for strike three. And Martinez showing no interest in doing anything at that at bat. Three straight strikeouts for Amons. And 16 for the Mets. And two away from tying a team record, which they tied earlier this year. Ryan Ignafo, 1-3. First pitch, breaking ball, or ball one. So the four lefties that Amons faced today struck them all out. One swinging, three looking. Pitch too high, changeup. The two righties he's faced walked both. It's a while till we get to another lefty. Four batters away. 2-0 pitch is flown into the right center field gap. That's going to get down and roll. Ignafo hustling into second base, and he will stop there. A one-out double in the top of the ninth. Jupiter's fifth hit of the day. Ignafo's second. Tony Bullard steps in. 0-3 from the eighth spot. First pitch, he takes a fastball right down the pipe at 92. Swing and a miss, chase the fastball out of the zone. Nothing and two on Bullard. 0-2 pitch. Line drive caught by Barrow. No throw back to second. Two down and one to go. Line drive within reaching distance. Mets an out away from victory at Clover Park this afternoon. Angelo Despina, all that standing between the Mets and the win as this pitch is buried in the dirt for ball one. Mets also looking to even the season series against the Hammerheads. Pitch too high to the backstop and off the glove of Perozzo. Ignofo down to third. I know Amons wants to get through this inning in this appearance without a run. Right now that's being called a pass ball, but official score Bill will take that under further review. It's 2-0. Check swing went too far. Another lefty having a tough time.
After review, wild pitch.
A pitch to the backstop. Reclassified as a wild pitch after review. Two-one, a ground ball out to Baez. Charging, gloves, throws. Game over. Mets win. Despina could not beat it out, and the Mets win the afternoon contest over the Hammerheads by a score of 7-2. It's their fifth straight win at Clover Park and their second win in 2 days against Jupiter. Mets offense loud early with the four-run first inning. Pitching dominant again. Insurance runs late, and it all equals the Mets' 11th victory of the year as they form that happy high five line between second, the mound, and the dugout. The Mets will improve to 11-12 on the season. Jupiter drops to 15-8. The Mets now within four games of first place. They're still in it, folks, as we are now in the second third of the first half. Winning pitcher today is going to be Saul Garcia. Losing pitcher, Tristan Stevens. No save for Amons, but always good to be the last pitcher on the mound. He ends up with two scoreless innings and five strikeouts. Mets pitching staff struck out 16 on the afternoon. Mets, for the second straight game, pound out 11 hits on the offense and the defense and the pitching, all starting to come together here as we start the month of May with the Mets in the victory column. Looks like Jake Ricker is moments away from wrangling Austin Tresser, who fell one out short of qualifying for a win this afternoon, but still 4 2/3, scoreless ball with 9 strikeouts. Really good, and we'll send it down to Jake. Thank you, Austin. We'll take a break, come back with the postgame show to wrap up the Mets' 7-2 victory over the Hammerheads on this Wednesday afternoon from Clover Park.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park, where we wrap up the Mets' victory over the Jupiter Hammerheads 7-2 on this overcast Wednesday. We avoided the rain, always good. Avoided the rain 2 days in a row, and now we roll through the highlight package. Mets on the board early with a run off the bat of Vincent Perozzo, a two-out hit. Mets scored all four of their runs in the first inning with two outs, including this clutch two-run single by Boston Barrow. He's got four RBI now in two games as a St. Lucie Met drove in three today. It was 4-0. Really, it was about Austin Tresser, though, on the mound, the man you just heard from. Nine strikeouts. Defense was good behind him. You see Barrow not an out here, but Suero the wherewithal to throw back to third base. Yerel Martinez out on the bases. He never make the first out at third base. He did. And that snuffed out a possible Jupiter rally. Jupiter does get on the board. There are two runs today, scoring on a wild pitch and a sack fly. Here is that sack fly. This was tremendous by Diego Mosquera, who's doing a lot of pregame work with development coach Bree Nasty in left field before the game. It pays off big time. Run scores, but it's two outs and bases clear. Rally snuffed out, and then the Mets get some breathing room in the seventh. They score three runs, sending nine to the plate. Here's Jesus Baez with the single, bringing in a run. Vincent Perozzo, a base hit. He had a good game, three hits, couple of RBI. Good throw by Cruz to nab Baez at the plate, but it was 6-2 after this play. The Mets would get one more run in the inning on a bases-loaded walk, and then Ryan Amans struggled with some command but did strike out a bevy of hitters and gets this last out of the ball game as the Mets win by a score of 7-2. Look at Jake rushing up here from the from the field after that interview. You out of breath like I was? You're in better shape than I am. You should be fine.
I'm feeling good. I had to get my practice in case the Mets ever need me down there on the field.
Well, you didn't get the Gatorade bath in it. There's probably one coming later on down the road. So, Jake, Mets win today. They're now one game under 500. They're back to within four games, and all of a sudden this series is starting to be shaping up to be a really good one for the Mets.
Yeah, they've really turned things around here. You got the offense clicking. You got the pitching staff clicking right now. It's just been all around good execution by the Mets. Even when they've had a couple of moments where they've got some base runners on or they're falling behind in counts, they've done a great job at making adjustments. That's something I really like from this team this year, is the way they've been able to make adjustments throughout this entire year and get back on track like they did today. So good things right now. Let's see how long they can keep it up. Hopefully they can make this a momentum-changing series.
Mets have a chance to get back to 500 this season. With the win tomorrow, a chance to basically guarantee a split if they get a win, and really can go for the jugular if they can get a win tomorrow the rest of the week. So we'll see what Jupiter can do. Jupiter came in red hot, winning 10-12. They won seven games in a row. They have definitely not put their best foot forward up here at Clover Park. I'm sure they're eager to get it going here. We'll have a fun atmosphere for you tomorrow, the second dollar night of the season. Come on out if you're local. If not, you can watch us on Valley Live. First pitch tomorrow will be at 6:10. Airtime will be at 6 o'clock. We expect good weather. Should be good to go for Game 3 of the series coming tomorrow. With that, we are going to say our farewells. Once again, your final score from Clover Park this afternoon, Mets 7, Hammerheads 2. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday afternoon. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.